The opinions expressed in Miss 20-somethings are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello, my name's Carly.
My name's Hannah.
And welcome to the very first episode of Miss 20-somethings. This is a podcast that is going to talk about everything that's about being a teenage girl in your 20s. We're both like in our very last semesters in our fourth year and ready to graduate really soon, which is really scary. But we know that we're really lucky and we can face this next chapter because we have each other.
We have friends. We just wanted to sort of celebrate girlhood, friendships, and sort of talk about our relationships with each other and like how we can rely on each other, which is really cool, and sort of face this next chapter together and sort of have something to look back on this period of uncertainty together.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hannah, this is actually your second time doing a podcast for Spirit Life.
I did Podcast with Strangers. Shout out Methusian, Max, Anna, Melanie. And this is your...
Yeah, I've never done a podcast before on Spirit Life, but I have done a live collective, the Q-word. For 2-3 semesters, and then I did write for the Spirit Life blog for 2 years. But yeah, this is like our last time at
it's our last hurrah.
Our very last hurrah. So yeah, exactly what Hannah said. We wanted to kind of commemorate this last year of, I was gonna say this last year of being friends, but that's like very much like not what it is. This very last year of school together.
Undergrad. We just wanted to sort of have a space that's makes you feel less alone about this period of uncertainty, because it is something that everyone's going through right now. Like, no one knows what's next.
Exactly.
Especially in the media industry, which is what we're in.
This podcast will also feature some...
Our friends.
Yes, from our friends. Yay. And we'll just be able to talk about...
Yeah. Everything.
Everything. Just what we're into, what we're reading,
how we
what
met.
We're watching, how we met.
How much we love each other, because we love each other.
That's what it's all about. It's about love.
Before we get into it, we want to talk about our faves of the week, because I feel like we can all find something that we can bond over, right?
So okay. Hannah and I, we are big movie fans. Mm-hmm. Actually, we love to be on the Letterboxd, as the kids are saying.
We try our hardest, okay?
We should do like a Letterboxd like top 4 reveal.
Oh girl, let's pull it up.
Let's pull it up.
For context, I really like rom-coms. I used to only exclusively watch rom-coms.
But they're good, though.
But I love them,
I've recently gotten into, like, the glory and the wonder that is the rom-com, and I've been really enjoying it.
They're very fun. Okay. My top 4 on Letterboxd, 13 Going on 30, which is my favorite movie of all time. Love, Rosie, another classic. Ready or Not, because I love a slasher. And Black Swan, because...
I love Black
Swan. Black Swan's great.
Okay, so my favorites, obviously, we have How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. I have... my next one is Bottoms, which came out this past year. And then I have Rocket Man, which is, like, the Elton John biopic that came out in 2019. Fun fact, I actually wrote my entrance essay to media production about Rocket Man. Yeah. The prompt was... Take, like, one of your favorite media products and, like, change, like, its medium. So I did, like, Rocket Man, but as a Met Gala theme.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was proud of it.
I'd love to read that.
Yeah, my friend helped me come up with it, and I was very proud. And then my last one, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Shout out Toronto.
Shout out Toronto. Shout out Michael Cera. Yeah, so we love a little movie surprise.
We love to watch movies together, but like not on FaceTime. Like we watch movies and play at the same time, and we'll text each other.
The last movie that we watched together with our friends Anna and Melanie was After Sun.
After Sun!
Is starring Paul Mescal. He plays a father who is taking his daughter on a holiday, and the daughter is reminiscing about this holiday 20 years into the future. Mm-hmm. And as like an adult, she is seeing her father in a different light because he is like struggling deeply with like depression. And it was a beautiful movie.
It was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. There were some really gorgeous shots. I really love the direction.
I saw a review that was saying that it was like crazy that they got the exact color palette of our childhood, which
that
I was like,
so
that is so
true.
Because it felt so real. It's one of those movies where you have to think about it after the fact. And I really liked it. It was really sad.
It was wonderful. Again, exactly what you said at first glance. It's very much like a childhood nostalgia kind of film until you realize there's something a lot bigger
deeper
going on. Yeah. And next is for music.
Let's talk about the countryfication of music.
Everyone's
going country.
We're both country music enjoyers.
We do.
I love it. I love women country music especially. We both had Kacey Musgraves. phases in high school, which is something that we bonded over very, very fast when we first met. I think Dime Store, Cowgirl, and Golden Hour are like the best albums ever.
Is amazing. Amazing. I love Pop Country.
Pop Country is awesome.
Like, and I like folk country. Like, that's my new vibe lately. Noah Kahan. We're going to see him, hopefully, maybe.
Hopefully.
Or we have tickets. We just don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Like, another plan might come up. But we do have tickets, and we would be happy to see him.
I feel like it'd be fun.
Yeah. Hannah and I, we really like going to concerts together. We had a really good year last year for concerts.
We went to we went to see Valley.
Shout out Valley. Shout out Toronto Canadian artists. Let's go, KingCon. We saw Valley with our friend Melanie. Mm-hmm. We saw 5 Seconds of Summer with our friend Anna, which was amazing.
That was a great show at Budweiser.
And we had rained. Lawn, but it was like, we had the perfect view. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And we saw the 1975 in November.
Oh my gosh. That was a great concert. And we got like Japanese barbecue.
We did get Japanese barbecue too before. Good. And then since it was at Scotiabank, we went to the Sephora in Union and, you know, sprayed perfume all over ourselves so we wouldn't smell like beef. Which I feel like is very much like a girly experience.
Yeah.
So back to the countryfication of music. What specifically gave you the inspiration for that topic? Like, what examples can you provide?
Beyonce is going country, which Beyonce's is crazy.
I'm really excited for this country sound of Beyonce because she really kind of visited that more like southern twang, southern kind of sound on Lemonade with like Daddy Lessons specifically. Yes. And like, I love that song. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited to see whatever she does because she's awesome and cool.
I know she's rallying for that album of the year.
Renaissance losing. There is something deeply wrong.
Her career is so established, and the fact that she's won so many Grammys and has yet to win that achievement is crazy.
SOS was robbed.
I definitely do think SOS should have won.
We love SZA.
We love SZA.
We do love her deeply.
That's why we have the podcast name Miss 20-somethings. Yeah. Because we love SZA.
We love her.
Awesome. But yeah, like, as you can tell, we have so much in common. We have, like, a lot of shared interests. And that's sort of just one of the things that propelled us into becoming friends and becoming close. We wanted to sort of introduce about our friendship and, like, how we met, which is, honestly, we have an invisible string.
I was first introduced to, like, this program as, like, a concept in grade 11 by two of my cousins. But Amanda had already graduated by the time that I had started at RTA, and Nathan had been in his fourth year by then. And it turns out that Amanda is, like, really good friends with Hannah's cousin.
My cousin Trisha and Amanda are, like, friends. I applied really late, actually. I didn't know about RTA until grade 12, which is...
It was like
late.
A secret from you.
It was a secret. But when I applied, my cousin was like, you should hit up my friend's cousin, Carly. And I was like, okay. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember this?
I don't remember this.
She does not remember this. Okay, I'm gonna retell the story.
You can retell it.
So then my cousin was like, you should DM her. You should be friends with her. It'd be so cool. You guys could be mini us. And I was like, oh.
That's so cute.
And I was trying to scroll back in our DMs to find it, but I could not. But I basically DM'd Carly and I was like, hey, like, I'm Hannah, I'm in RTA and I just wanted to, our cousins are friends. So I just wanted to reach out and like say, hey, cause we're going into the same program. And you're like, oh, hey.
That is
and it was
awesome.
Like, it was just like, it ended there. It wasn't crazy, but like we sort of didn't talk first year until like, I guess later because I became friends with our friend Anna. And Anna and Carly are roommates and beloved friends. She's scrolling to find the DM.
I'm scrolling so fast.
I bet you
fast,
I could find it when I sent it to my cousin.
Oh, true.
Oh, and I found it. What does Amanda it say? Said to DM Carly, okay, have fun with your new BFF. And then you said, oh, nice. Look at your old profile pic.
My hair is so long.
I was like, I scared her.
That's awesome, though. I love that. It's such a good invisible string. And yeah, I guess going back to... The two of us began to, like, properly hang out, like, together when Anna went on exchange to Singapore last semester. And we had, like, 4 classes together.
We had so many. We were...
We had the best classes together. We really did. and we would just hang out, like, all the time. And we became the friends that we are now. Yay!
It was, what? That was last semester. Yeah. We got so close. It was so fun.
It was
It was awesome.
Soc class together.
We did. We loved our sociology class.
We were obsessed with that class. We had our friend Chelsea was in that class too, who we're hoping to have on the podcast.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Let me find the course code, but we absolutely loved
it. It was,
I guess so.
Soc 633, Sex, Gender, and Sexuality.
Yes.
I learned a lot, honestly. That was like the class where I learned the most. We love that class. We still talk about that class.
We, like, think about it daily because it was actually really awesome and our prof is great.
Apart from, like, classes together, we have, like, traveled together, which I feel like is the benchmark of, like, a good foundation for a friendship. Because, like, if you can travel together, then
you can get through
anything. You can do anything.
You actually can do anything. Yeah. In this past summer, Hannah, our friends Anna and Melanie and myself, we went to Montreal for a few days. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun. We accidentally went on the worst week ever because the air quality was really bad from the forest fires.
Hot and musty outside.
It's definitely exactly what you said, where if you can travel together, you can do absolutely anything together.
Yes.
You learn how to compromise, you learn how to share, you learn. We would do turtle time.
We love turtle time.
When we would just get like burnt out because obviously you're walking around, you're doing things, and you're just feeling like you need to be quiet. We just would have turtle time.
We just sat.
Lie down.
Yeah. we sat in our hotel room, all of us. Oh, some people were sleeping.
Yeah. It was a very good way to like self-regulate and decompress, and then we'd have like enough energy to go back out and do something fun. Mm-hmm. So definitely our hot tip is definitely, even if you are just spending time with someone and you just feel like burnt out, try to do some turtle time.
Like, there'll be periods of time where we're like silent and we're just on our phones.
We were able to sit very comfortably in that silence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that you can learn as you grow closer and feel more comfortable with your friends, and I think that's a good testament to our relationship with each other. Yeah, and I guess our next steps, who is to say what our lives will be in the next coming months?
It's difficult because we are in an industry that is being affected by a lot of layoffs, and it is just not good timing as a new grad to be going into the industry because people are losing their jobs left and right, and it is discouraging in a way.
There is definitely a comfort in knowing that people are feeling the same anxiety you are. Mm-hmm. Your peers are all feeling the same. Even though you're, I guess, in this industry, you're supposed to compete with your peers for opportunities. I do feel, especially within like our friend group and stuff, that we are all like looking out for each other.
Well, also like in our friend group, we are like all going into different streams in a way. I feel like we all have our own fortes, but at the same time we are always like looking out for each other, like we send each other job opportunities sometimes, like I don't know, it's certainly like a time where you have to like sort of look out for each other.
Yeah, it's very important, and it's nice because we're all coming from a very similar position and a similar background as well too, so we can like very much empathize with each other's anxieties and stuff about the future.
I don't know, I feel like it's fun that we're going into it now, like after 4 years of just learning, actually like going into it and like getting a job and getting into the swing of things is pretty exciting, and getting paid. We're just vibing at this point.
And we're just happy we can spend our last semester just doing like a fun little passion project.
We love our friends.
Yay. Guess we're signing off on our very first episode. This is Carly.
And this is Hannah.
And thank you very much for listening to the very first episode of Miss 20-somethings.
Yay. See you next time. Woo.